recording now. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Overtime Attitude Podcast. It's been about a week or so since I forgot to do the podcast last week. I'm just going to catch you guys up to speed about what happened over the weekend. And we're actually gearing up towards Memorial Day weekend coming up soon. I'm actually in my truck driving. I figured that since I'm commuting a lot, because it's far from my work to home to the gym, you get about an hour or so, I figured I'd just kill some time while I'm driving and doing the podcast. I was able to get this thing portable. So I might as well just do the best of it and just make the best of my time and film while I'm driving, while I'm commuting, and talk to you guys about these car shows. And this is the first one. Hopefully it'll be okay. Let's hope that all the equipment stands up to what I designed it for. So yeah, we'll just start the weekend off with all the shows. I know Saturday morning we'll start there. That was the Pellet Auto X. That was over at the Millennium Mall at Culver's. That was John's first event that he put together. And it actually was pretty good. Mild turnout. I mean, you're not going to have the biggest turnout ever for being the first car show ever. So I was really proud of him to organize the show and how it all got together. He was there up front greeting all the cars that came in. And shout out to Street Drip, the whole crew there. They came and they brought up all their squad cars, all the Mercedes and his Audi, and a couple of friends got a couple of other high-end cars that he brought. Was glad he came out. A couple other cars came, other newer cars that I've seen before that I've not really talked to in person came. I was glad to talk to them, like the Lightning McQueen, his Ford Mustang he's got. There's two Toyota Supras that came, the newer generation ones. I forgot their names, but Corvettes that came, a couple old school muscle cars that came. To show the support for him, it was a decent turnout. I know that with the Culver's, let's get started from the beginning. When I first heard of the show, and then also knowing that Claremont's gonna have a show, I was debating if I should go to Claremont first because it was early in the morning, or should I go to the Pellet Auto, as you call it. Should I go to that one instead? And I was actually on the highway going to go to Claremont because I know last show I watched Buddy Bryan's last show, and there was a big turnout for that event last month. So I was like, I figured I'd go there first, but I didn't really know exactly the location of the setup, so I didn't really go. I just ended up staying and going to the auto show at Culver's instead. If I went, there was only a couple cars that showed up. It was kind of like a blowout. Everybody who was at that show came back over to Culver's and hanged out there for a while. And I know that Mitsubishi was holding an event, Cars and Coffee's event, a couple miles away too. I didn't go to that one because I was already stuck there at Pellet, at the Auto X. I mean, the weather played out nice. It was a little bit hot, but I mean, it is what it is. It's summertime. And I got a couple cool photos there. If you go to my Instagram, Overtime Attitude, you'll see the photos I posted there. And then also go to the YouTube page. I'll have the whole event on the website itself, on the channel itself, sorry. I didn't mean to say website. I don't know why I said website. So that show is there on the YouTubes. You can see that. Got a couple good shots of the cars leaving, a couple close-ups, a couple cars that are arriving, a couple familiar faces that I knew that were there. I was glad they came out. I was glad to support John's and his whole idea of the car show itself. I know he's gonna have more car shows next month, and a month after that, I think the third week of every month, he's gonna have a show there from 9 to 12. So if you guys are in that Millennium Mall area, you wanna come by and hang out to Culver's. They got a nice seating area outside. You could hang out and talk to people and network and talk to other car enthusiasts there too. Be sure to check it out on his Instagram at Pellet Auto X. And then he also does Boxy Shifter. I think that's his photography page. He takes a lot of photos and puts it on there, just like I do with my Overtime Attitude page. So after the Auto X show on Saturday, we had the word on the street about Windermere having their Cars and Coffees on the rooftop of the Porsche dealership. And I know if you guys heard from the past previous podcast where I just kind of, I don't know if I talk negatively about the whole Windermere and how they set up with invites only, which I don't really agree with. But at the same time, I think that if you get involved with them and with the group of people that put it together, and also the cars and the drivers and the promoters of the show, kind of makes it more of a, like, invite for yourself and more, I guess, opening to wanting to go to it. Because I really thought that the whole setup with the Porsche dealership and the rooftop and seeing all of Orlando would be a good show to go to in person. I always saw all the videos on YouTube and all the Instagram posts of it, and I was like, damn. Like, it's one show I really, really would like to go to. So I made the effort and made some calls and did some DMing and was able to get some access to the show itself, not having to just sneak up there and just kind of just sneak in and not feel like you're supposed to be there. But I mean, it is what it is. I still got the DM to it, and It starts at about 9 a.m. So I knew I had to pack up and get there a little bit earlier. So Sunday morning, I got there around 8 o'clock-ish, started setting up my equipment, started setting up my camera gear, and they were already starting to roll in, which is already crazy. It was already 8:30 a.m. I know that Pablo guy, he's got the black Aventador with the white wheels. He was there with Aventador early to get a good spot. I got my camera gear, and I went out to the front where the parking garages enter. It's pretty cool. Little entrance to have a little ramp. They got a ramp going up to it. So on my video, if you guys go to my YouTube channel, I'll be posting the Windermere Cars and Coffees on that channel. So if you go and see the first entrance of it, I'm actually painting the cars as they come up to the, as they're coming up to the entrance to the show. Got about a good 10, 15 minutes of car entries. I mean, there's a lot of, you could say that Windermere Car Show is pretty much a festival of speed, sort of, a little bit. It's the all-stars of supercars on the top floor there. And certain, there are high-end cars, mid cars, and, you know, what have you. Sorry for the lighting. I'm underneath the tunnel here. But that Windermere show, I had them all coming in. You could just tell they're all high-end. Of course, it's a Porsche dealership, so I kind of didn't feel weird walking around the Porsche dealership because I know they got cameras and they're watching me, so I didn't really mind walking around trying to find the good shot. I know I talked to Buddy Brian the day before, and he was going to be there. I know he likes to film more of the outside entrances. I like to be more of inside the show and talk to you guys about, not talk to you guys, show you guys all the inside footage of the shows. So he's on the polar end opposite, but I was talking to him because he was going to show up. I know he was going to be there. But I got the entrances of it going up, and it was not really a hard thing to go walk around and find the shows there and find where they're at. But it was actually bigger than what I expected to be. A lot of Porsche GT3s were there, a lot of Lamborghinis, Huracans. I think like one or two Aventadors that came. Had a lot of McLarens that showed up. A lot of a couple Corvettes too. It was a pretty packed show. I really enjoyed it. I know that we've have to. Jeez, look at the traffic. You'd have to excuse me. I'm in the middle of traffic, so I gotta kind of do two things at once here, you know what I mean? But Chris came to the show too from Dynamic FX. I know Chris, another photographer that I know, he was there too. And the owner of the Porsche 918 was there too. He's kind of an interesting figure. I don't know who he is or what he does. I think he's a streamer. But that dude is, he's out of this world. He has no filter. He's an un, what's it, how do you call it? He's a transparent person, as you could tell. I could tell by the way he talks and the way he talks to people. And he's up front. I don't really know him exactly. I just started following him on Instagram. I'm sure you guys know him, the owner of the 918, the Indian dude. He's kind of an older gentleman. And supposedly he's got beef with the Hamilton. I don't know. I don't know if he's got beef with everybody, but I guess he just likes to expose people or something. I don't know if that's his spiel or that's what he likes to do for his content. But, I mean, it's good entertaining. Good entertainment, I guess you could say. It's not really for me what I'd want to do, but, I mean, that's, everybody's got their own cup of tea or what content they want to create, you know what I mean? So he parked his 918 in front of the Porsche dealership sign, so I was able to get like a cool angle with the sign itself and also the car in one shot. If you guys go to my Instagram page, that's the first photo you'll see on there. I was quite proud of that shot. It was actually came out pretty good. It came out better than what I expected it to be. And then the exits were, I guess, they were scattered because there's two exits and some were going one way, some were going the other. I had to run back and forth to get the good footage of each exits because they were leaving on both sides and you didn't really want to miss any good shots of any cars leaving because there was no cops that were present, so everybody was just, you know, hammering it down and going down that. It's like a long stretch of road, so it's actually pretty cool watching the cars go down that road there. And, you know, no big burnouts, no big reckless driving. They just wanted to get on it and you want to hear the motor and you want to hear it, you know, go down the street. That's what everyone wants to hear, pretty much. That's what they came there to see. Sometimes it's at the Porsche dealership, sometimes it's at the Publix. It just goes back and forth. I don't know really what location they're at every month, but I know that it was at the Porsche dealership. I had to seize the opportunity and go for it, you know what I mean? I'd have to say my favorite car there was actually a surprise. It was the Porsche GT3 RS. Those cars are growing on me. I know in the beginning I didn't really like Porsche. I wasn't a Porsche person, but I don't know. The whole track aesthetics to it with the wing and the wheels and the whole package, it's a pretty badass car. I mean, between that and the McLaren 720S that was there, that was actually one of my favorite cars too. I don't know. I think I'm leaning out of the Lamborghinis and Ferraris and more to the McLarens and Porsches. I still like the Lamborghini, the Aventador, and the Revuelto. The Revuelto wasn't there. Then there was no Reveltos there. There was one or two Aventadors that was there. But the McLarens and the Porsches are actually growing on me. I actually enjoy seeing those cars and seeing the different options, different things I have there. I mean, obviously, the dealership was open, too. We walked through the dealership, and the whole shop itself is pretty spectacular, to be honest, of how organized it is. I mean, you're paying a lot of money for the cars anyway. They are getting a service, so you might as well. They spend a lot of money on the whole operation and all the equipment they have there. I mean, there's cars lined up on lifts, 10 or 20 lifts in a row with Porsches. It looks like a video game. It actually looks like kind of like a video game or like some kind of movie with all the high-end cars in the shop. They have like a see-through through the office, so it's actually pretty. It was pretty cool to see. I know Ferrari, I didn't go to Ferrari, sorry, Lamborghini. The Lamborghini ship I went to a couple months ago, I don't think it had that. Or maybe it did, they didn't give us access to it. And I know Ferrari's next door to that Porsche dealer, so when you're looking out towards a rooftop, you're seeing all the Ferraris parked in a little lot next door. It's actually pretty, quite significantly cool to see. And if you ever go on top of the Porsche dealership, if any of you guys go in there, you'll see all of Orlando. You're going to see downtown, you're going to see Universal, you're going to see Epic on the other side. It's actually quite interesting to see. I know it was really hot that day, so people don't want to be there. Quite scorching, to be honest. We're in the high 90s here in Florida, and we're just getting started in the summertime. Let's hope that the car shows keep going the way they're going. And I know we've got a couple car shows coming up that we're going to talk about. I actually wrote it down on a piece of paper because I don't remember all of them on top of my head, and I'm driving. There's a Corvette behind me. He probably wants to get around me, so I'm gonna go around here. See, that's the thing that's cool about these podcasts. Why are you coming right behind me for? I wanted to show you guys his Corvette, but he just came right behind me. Maybe he's going 417. That's one thing I guess is cool about this whole podcast on the go is you might see a car ride by me. That's a Corvette or a Lamborghini. You never know. I'm on the 528 hopping the 417, so he's probably taking the 417 north to the Sanford, UCF area. I don't need my sunglasses. So this weekend is Labor Day weekend, as everybody knows, that it's going to be... Oh, watch out for this Tahoe. He's pissed off. Guy's pissed off. All right, back to what I was doing after I was interrupted. So Labor Day weekend, we've got shows going on through Friday, Saturday, a few Sunday. Yeah, the Corvette's going that way. Nothing on... I think there's one event Monday, but I'm sure everyone's going to be out of town for this whole Memorial Day weekend. It's obviously hot. Who the hell wants to stay in town? I'm sure you want to go on a boat, or you want to go to the beach or the pool, or stay inside. But I will read off everything that's going on here. We got to start here with... let's see. I don't want to merge and hit somebody. Let's start off with Friday the 23rd. At 3 p.m., there's an old school muscle car show in Kissimmee. That starts... I just said 3 o'clock. So if you're in the Kissimmee area, you want to go to a car show on Friday afternoon, you got nothing to do around 3, hit that up. And then at 5 o'clock in Lakeland, you've got a Lakeland Weekly Cruising. That's going to be, I've seen that car show, I think, on YouTube once or twice. It's not the biggest car show, but I mean, it's cool to hang out with car people and get together. You know what I mean? And then also on the 23rd that day, and also at 5 p.m. on that Kissimmee day, you're going to have the Pomegranate Racing Friday Cars and Trucks in Kissimmee. So you want to go check that out if you're in Kissimmee area after the 3 p.m. show, one at 5 p.m. And that'll wrap up the whole Friday show. Friday afternoons are usually cars and crews because people are getting off work. They'll go out and take the cars out, take their old lady out somewhere, you know, take the kids, go somewhere to cruise. Usually Kissimmee's got a lot of car shows, the old town, obviously. Anybody who's been to Kissimmee, they got the old town car shows there. People like to hang out, you know what I mean, on Friday after work, get a drink or so, you know what I mean. And then you've got Saturday, which Saturday is going to be the show that I'll be at. Oh, I'm going to try to make it too. I don't know. I might have to work that day. I'm trying to figure my schedule out. It's going to be the Cars and Coffees Winter Garden. Now, that one starts at 7:30 a.m. I guess he wants to try to beat the heat and start earlier. But the normal time is 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. I think he wants to start at 7:30 a.m. and end at 10:30. But that's going to be at the Longhorns in Winter Garden, right across from the plaza. Right across from the Winter Garden Plaza. If anybody's been there before, it's actually a big event. A lot of cool cars come out to that event. A lot of high-end, a lot of mids, and a lot of old-school cars come. It's quite the event. If you guys ever want to see the events, you go to my YouTube channel. You could see that whole show. I've got a couple videos of that show on my YouTube channel. And then I also discovered that Warner Park YMCA at 8:30, they're going to have a car show. I guess it's going to be, I guess, for charity for the YMCA. I don't really know the exact location of it. You guys are going to look that up. But it will be at the YMCA at Winter Park. If anything, I know the YMCA at Winter Park, that's going to be around the Milk District area towards downtown. That's the only YMCA that I know of. And if you're in the Bellevue area, there's a show at 9 a.m. It is the Market of Marion monthly car show. I never heard of that car show, but I'm sure it's going to be a big turnout for that area and that community. You just know that. Throughout Florida, throughout Central Florida, there's shows that goes on and on and on. I can't list them all. I just list the highlights. And if you want to... Oh, geez, yeah, hit me. Oh, sorry. We're at a stoplight. If you guys want to see more or have more information, you want to learn about these car shows, you go to flacarshows.com. That's the list I'm reading off of. This is what I check every day. They update it weekly or daily and put shows here that they miss out or people suggest to them. So back onto the show. So it's 10 a.m. in Brandon. There's a Bay Life car show. If you're in the Brandon area, go check that out. And then Kissimmee around 1, you got the car show, the Old Town Classic car show. That's always a good event to go to if you're there. You want to check out some cool cars. And then the Eustis, downtown Eustis at 2 p.m. They have a show, car show there. I don't know the location. You got to look that up. If you're more interested in looking that up, go on the website. And then you got the Pomegranate Car Show in Kissimmee at 4 p.m. I've heard that's a good car show too. I've seen the videos of it, yet I've yet to go to that. Maybe down the road if I have nothing going on that day, or if I have something. If one day, if I'm not busy that day, it's going to have the event, I'll probably go to it. And then in Castleberry, you've got the Rock and Roll Classic Car Show. That starts at 4 p.m. So if you're in the Castleberry area and you want to see some cars, old school muscle cars, you go to that. I think it's like a rock and roll, so probably have like a live band at the bar there. Jesus Christ, I'm middle of the road. We've hit traffic, folks, so pardon my patience here. We're almost done with the whole car show list here. So Sunday, you've got the Freddy's Steak car show. Freddy's Steak Burgers car show. That's in Ocala. That starts around 10 a.m. That'll be in the Ocala area. Kissimmee at 10 a.m. They're going to have an Exotic Cars and Coffee. I've always wanted to go to that show. I think I might go to that one Sunday in Kissimmee. It's right down the street from me. I've heard about it. The people I know have gone to it. Say it's a pretty good show. Could take some good pictures of cars there. Hold on a sec. Let me overtake this truck here. Hold on, people. So at 4 o'clock on Sunday, if you have nothing to do, if you feel like going out in the heat, you got the Post Time Cruising. That's going to be in Longwood area. That'll probably last a couple hours, just like every other show. And then at 4 p.m., you got the Old Town. That's an import cruise at 4 p.m. That's going to be weird. I don't know. There's mostly like muscle car people that are there, so that's going to be an import show. Did I miss the Post Time Cruising in Longwood? Did I mention that before? Post Time Cruising. Ooh, did you guys see the Audi? Audi R8. So it's Post Time Cruising in Longwood. It's at 4 p.m. So the only show on Monday, the Memorial Day, is going to be the 5th Annual Lake Helen Memorial Day. That'll be at 9 a.m., probably until about 11 or 12. But that's pretty much all the shows that we have for... That's pretty much all the shows that we have for the weekend. I hope everyone's going to enjoy that weekend, make the best of it. So if you guys are not seeing, I'm on Narcoosee Road. If anybody's been on this road in Orlando, it is very packed at this time of evening. So then that car shows are for the Memorial Day weekend, and then... The weekend after that, we've got a couple cool shows that are happening on Saturday. I know that there's a show over at Desertland. Come on, dipshit, go. I forgot the name. It's kind of sophisticated. It's from 12 to 6 p.m. That'll be a pretty good car show. A lot of cars I know are going to be there. And then after that show at 6 p.m., there's another show up down the street by the... Not Freddy's. It's the Culver's up the... I'll post on my Instagram stories. I'm not going to say the name because I don't know it. But there's an after show after that show from, I think, 6 to 10 p.m. at the, I think it's Korean barbecue place up down the street from Desertland. So we're going to probably go to that after maybe. I don't know yet. I'm still trying to figure out my schedule. But, you know, we got to get over this weekend first before I go to the next one. Got to go through one hurdle at a time, you know what I mean? But I look forward to the Winter Garden show. I'm going to be there for that. And what else? What else we gotta talk about? I mean, the whole car community at all, I mean, it's pretty big ass compared to what I've been to out of town. I mean, I know that we kind of take for granted these big ass car shows we have in Central Florida with all the exotics we have and all the car community that we are, that we don't realize. When I went to Ocala, it's like a totally different ball game of cars there compared to here. And then you go to Daytona Beach is different than here as well. I'm eager to see what Tampa has. I want to go to the Provisionals there. I think it's called Provisionals. I don't remember. Last time I was there, John Cena was there. That was pretty cool to see that. I'd like to go to that show in the future. They just had a badass night show on Monday. I guess it was so big they had to make a post on Instagram saying how big it was and how much more, I guess, planning they need to do. But, I mean, I want to go to that show. Supercar Saturday, that's in Miami. That show... Let's all honk. Anyway, I want to go to Supercar Saturdays one day this year. I know that they shut down for the summertime. They don't get back up till September, so maybe in the fall we'll go. It's just a drive, 3-hour drive from Orlando there. I either got to spend a night or I have to drive early as hell to get there. I mean, so we're gonna figure that out later on in the year. I hope that Hamilton brings the cars down here again. That was a big show. When they bring those cars, everybody shows out. I mean, that Cars and Coffees at Desertland was, I guess, one of my top fives this year. I put Windermere in my top five as well, but we still got a lot of car shows to go to. We went, even Clean Cultures are there too. I mean, there's so many car shows that were here, and then there's still a bunch coming up that I'm looking forward to, and I hope you guys go out to as well that are listening if you're in the Orlando area. I mean, if you're not in the Orlando area, I'm always going to be posting on my YouTube covering the shows. If you guys don't make the event because you're doing other things that day, that's why I try to do with YouTube is share with you guys the show, kind of give you like a walkthrough POV action of it. That's just what I try to do my best of with the shows. You know what I mean? I don't want to be, I guess, another copy and paste show of recording just the in entrances and the exits, which I'm all for. Like, I like watching, like, Buddy Brian, shout out to him, shout out to social media, shout out to Ford guy. I know there's a new guy, Orion, that's with Buddy Brian as well. Shout out to him too. I mean, you guys are killing it with the whole entrances and exits. I try to do my best to stay out of your guys' way because you guys were there first. I mean, but you know, I try to do my best as I can to respect their space, much they respect mine. But I wanted to think outside the box. I know if you guys go back to Orlando car show about a week ago, on the rooftop, well, parking garage, I recorded from the top of the roof with my zoom lens, kind of give you guys like a bird's eye view of the cars leaving. You guys should check that out. It's actually pretty cool shots of all the cars leaving. I got the whole shot of them going down the whole street, even past the stoplights. My zoom lens is so good that I was getting the whole thing, panning it, kind of look like a race, kind of like look like a, I guess you could say, a sports race where they're panning the cars on top of the grandstands. So I did that. Guys, should check that out. No, just trying to think outside the box with that. And then when the cars are coming in on the Windermere show, I wanted to do them going up the entrance ramp instead of them coming through the main gate. Just try to do an experiment and, you know, just improving as much as I can and doing what I think is going to work, what's not going to work, depending on the YouTube and the algorithm and how many views I get from the content I post. I mean, you know, you gotta just, it's all about trial and error with this whole YouTube thing. I'm just trying my best. So we just hit 500 subscribers. Appreciate everyone who's been watching, who's been supporting this channel. Look behind me, there's a Audi R8 right there. I don't know if you can see it or not. You probably can't see it, I'm sitting high. But yeah, I appreciate everyone who's supporting the channel. It's been a long road, we're only getting... Did he break down? Damn, that Ford broke down, I think. His hood's up, typical Ford. What was I saying? Yeah, a lot of time, a lot of grinding with this whole YouTube thing. I mean, I think in the first, when you go up to your first 100, you learn and you pay your dues to get there. Because once you get there, you start getting paid, start getting monetized. Yeah, he broke down. So yeah, with all being said, I'm going to wrap this up. This was a quite interesting experience doing this on the road. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I mean, you don't get the interactions and all the, I guess, reactions of me road raging while I'm here. You don't get that in studio. Just like when we're at the car shows and cars are leaving, you get the car noises, you don't get that in studio as well. I mean, being in a studio by yourself, for me, is just tough talking to myself with all the walls surrounding you. It just keeps me mute, and it doesn't really give me the, I guess, openness and talking as much as I can while I'm out here driving instead, being more distracted and being, not being more distracted, but being more, I guess, interactive with myself and in surroundings. I could talk more and be more open to you guys, and hopefully we'll do more of these. If I don't have anybody on the show, I'll just keep doing this, also drive and talking about the car shows and trying to keep you guys up to date with all the car shows coming up and keep you guys all up to date with all the news with the car shows. I'm going to wrap it up from here. I appreciate you guys for staying for the whole podcast. We'll see you guys on the next episode. I'll talk to you guys later. See ya.